people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no
I want you to take a breath. Just relax a second. And I want you to notice the feelings in your body. We're not going to do a meditation right now. But I want you to notice the feelings in your body as energy. Do you feel love? Do you feel excited? Do you feel afraid? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel angry? What do you feel in your body right now? When you say, what are you feeling? You literally have a feeling. When you have a feeling, you feel it. When I pick up Teddy Bear and I hug him, I feel love. I literally feel it in my heart. I feel his as well. So what is the energy that you're feeling in your body? You're welcome to post it if you want, but I'm going to make a point first. The point I want to make is that we don't recognize the energy in our body. David says he feels a little stressed. Awesome. Good to know. We don't notice the feelings in our body. We just notice all the to-dos. We notice all the things we got to do. And I was really thinking about this morning because, as I shared, The getting the windows done has been, it's been like a Marx Brothers movie, you know, but not a comedy. And so I wrapped my entire condo in plastic inside, and then nothing, they didn't come for like 4 or 5 days, and then they came in and did part of it. And so this morning I was putting the plastic back because they've told me they're coming back today. And I got up this morning and I was thinking about my normal routine, journaling, meditating, et cetera, et cetera. And then it occurred to me, what if it takes me longer to put the plastic up than I think it's going to? Because in my mind, I thought I would just literally pull up the exact same pieces. The problem was that when I took it down, I had to take it down in my studio, which is where the most important equipment is, all my broadcast lights, my cameras, et cetera, my expensive microphones. And when I took everything down, because I had to, so I could go in there and actually do some speeches, I just put the plastic in a pile and left it. Well, I didn't match up the pieces with where it went. So today when I thought, okay, and I'm putting stuff up and it's falling and I'm thinking about doing this jump start and looking forward to doing the jump start. And inside I finally went, well, I'm just not going to have time to do the jump start. I gave myself permission to accept that. Yet here we are. And it was in giving myself that permission that allowed me to relax, to get everything done, because I noticed the energy starting to come up. David said he feels stressed. I get that. Stress, anxiety, I think in many ways it's the same thing for a lot of us. It's that feeling inside here. The breathing becomes narrow. We don't even realize it. And so one of the things that I've started doing now, especially since I'm living totally by myself except for Ted, is to talk out loud. Talk out loud to myself. Now, there's a reason that I do that, because it makes me aware of what's going on in my head. And it's those thoughts in your head, because the thoughts in my head were like, here were the thoughts in my head. I can't believe I got to do this again. Damn it. Why do I have to do this again? Why couldn't they? It's always why, me being a victim. And then what I did was, as I spoke out loud, I would say things to myself like, this is going to go easy. This is going to go quickly. Even if this is a struggle, I'm going to stay with this. And what happens is, when we talk out loud, we exhale far more fully than if we are just sitting there. I can tell you that right now I am continuing to talk on the same breath, as you notice, and I can continue to talk there finally. When we talk out loud. Now, that's important because it is our parasympathetic nervous system that gets us out of that fight or flight mode. We can actually calm ourselves down through our breathing. But we need to exhale, and that talking out loud lowers that energy. So as I was doing the putting the plastic back up this morning, and it took me about an hour, maybe 45 minutes, as I was putting everything back, I was one, becoming very conscious of the thoughts I was thinking in my head by speaking out loud. I've noticed I can't speak out loud and have thoughts running through my head. So I speak out loud, which also causes me to exhale more fully, which naturally relaxes my body by relaxing the parasympathetic nervous system. Pretty amazing. So what I've noticed is that people I know around here, the poor put upon apartment manager here, the condo complex manager, I know, he has this energy. He's always, because everybody's always coming up to him and complaining about stuff, and he's not very good, I think, sometimes at drawing boundaries about stuff, and he doesn't charge a lot of money, so everybody wants him to come and do stuff, so he's always overworked. And I think about, can we do what it is we need to do without the energy, without the anxiety, without the stress, without the this, without the stress, without the anxiety? We have so much stress. We have so much anxiety. And so before you begin the task, can you do it without the energy? So as I said earlier, my thoughts were originally, why do I have to do this again? Why can't this crew do blah, 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 blah? Just bitching and moaning inside my head. When I spoke out loud, I couldn't simultaneously bitch and moan inside my head. But the most important thing I did was, before I began to put the plastic up, because the thoughts were going through my head before I did this, I set an intention to do it without the negative energy. Do you hear me? I set an intention to do it without the negative energy. Negative, however you choose to describe it. That's why I asked you earlier. Is it anxiety? Is it fear? Is it anger? Is it sadness? Is it depression? Is it irritation? Is it frustration? Can you do it without the negative energy, without feeling that? The way I like to think of it, I loved to go to the state fair when I was a kid, and I would go down the Midway, and the only game that I found that I could win was shooting the clown's mouth with the water, which made the balloon on top of his head get bigger and bigger and bigger until it exploded, whoever exploded the clown's mouth. And I think sometimes I feel when I get that inside, I feel that the image that I get is someone is squirting water into my clown's mouth right here. And the balloon is going like this. And so my goal is to not let that balloon do this. And I can do that simply by breathing and relaxing my body. We talked about this earlier, the REST idea, relax, and then evaluate, are you safe? And then create a strategy, and then take action on that strategy. So I have this feeling of this like balloon on top of the clown's head about to explode. So what I visualize is the clown closing its mouth. I know that's not possible in the actual game at the Midway, at the fair, but the idea is to visualize it no longer allowing this, and then the water in the, or the air in the balloon goes down and I relax. So prior to doing this, I made a decision this morning that I was going to get the plastic put back up, no matter how much time it took, no matter how much of a hassle it was, et cetera. And I was going to do it, and I was going to keep my energy down. And that's when I made that decision to talk out loud. Because as I ran into frustrations, and I did, I had one piece of plastic kind of sideways trying to go across an entire room, and I'm bending and poking and taping and all this kind of stuff. And I could feel my frustration coming up. And in this case, my frustration was I knew I had an appointment with you. I knew we had a jumpstart to get together with. And inside, like I said, I gave myself, I did everything I could to keep the energy down. I even said to myself, I'm not going to do the jumpstart today. I give myself permission not to do the jumpstart today. And when I did that, it went lower and lower and lower. We are redoing one of the pages in our website, and dramatically, because it's going to lead off into a whole bunch of other stuff that we're doing. It's been fun to work on, very creative, also very challenging because we're all in new territory. And when I say we, it's me and my daughter. We have other full-time employees, but my daughter and I are the main ones. And so we do this together. And sometimes we can both be frustrated because we're trying to make our point. She's my kid. I'm her dad. I'm her boss. It's all very complicated. And she inherited a lot of my personality. And so yesterday I had 10 minutes before I had another meeting, and we needed to go through all the changes kind of that we had done on this website page. And we got on it, and each thing I brought up, she needed to discuss. And I said very calmly, I would love to discuss any of this with you. So we can either evaluate everything right now at once, or we can discuss everything point by point. I just really don't have time to do either one of both. And I said it so calmly without the energy. I was like, because my goal before that meeting was, I had 10 minutes. We needed to go over this if we could. It was not life critical, mission critical if we didn't. And the most important thing I was going to do was to keep that like that. So my question for you is, whatever it is you've got to do, can you do it without the energy, without the negative energy, without the stress, without the balloon on top of the clown's head starting to get bigger and bigger because water is hitting the clown's mouth? Can you close the clown's mouth a little bit? And can you literally do it? There are things that I do on the computer all the time, which until I really became aware of it, would always raise that stress level that David was talking about. It increases that stress level. And so what I do now is, as soon as I start doing something and feel it raising my stress level, for example, if I have somebody who's wanting to discuss something or something like that, I'm like, okay, well, we got to discuss this, but might be a little stressful. And as I'm starting to do it, if I feel my chest starting to tighten or whatever, the first thing I do is relax the body. Remember, R-E-S-T, relax the body. Get rid of that. Notice it. It's building, it's building, it's building. As soon as you notice it, begin to move it down. You have control over it. You have control over it. You can get up, you can take a walk, you can do anything. Anything that's going to relax you. And since I said relax you, now is your opportunity to click share. Please share if you haven't already. I see that Willow already clicked share. So the way we build our positive community, if you want other people to approach their day without all that stress, without the energy, press share. It's funny, I've thought back on, and by the way, please type share. I thought back on pictures and stuff like that. Sometimes I look at a picture and I'm like, here I am smiling up on the hill in Capitol, Queen Anne Hill in Seattle, and you can see the Space Needle behind me. And yet I remember actually being in that picture worried because my car was like only supposed to be in a parking space for 15 minutes and we'd been there for like 30 and I needed to go back and blah, 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 like that. And it's like, nothing happened. Just enjoy the moment. You can't enjoy the moment. I think of it as like static turned up, you know? It's like static turned up. So turn the static down. Turn the energy down. Ask yourself, can I do what it is I need to do without feeling the negative energy? And then approach it. Approach it. And then if you start to feel it, back off. Start again, back off. I know that sounds like I'm too busy for that. That's your ego talking. because your ego wants to keep you stressed. Your ego wants to keep you off balance. Your ego wants to keep you uncertain. Awesome. Willow says, share. Thank you so much. David says, sometimes you speak out loud in the movement and in the moment. It becomes almost a meditative quality. Yes, it really does. Honestly, I've been talking out loud to myself so much lately as a way of making sure that my thoughts are focused and my thoughts are positive. I'm actually worried that if I meet someone and fall in love, it's going to be so habitual. I will just be walking around and talking out loud all the time. And she'll be like, what is wrong with you? Are you insane? Awesome. Look at all these wonderful shares. Be and breathe, says Linda. Ashley Day says, shared. Thank you so much. Can you do it without the energy? That's my question for you. We've all got something we got to do. I was going to say eat. And the reason it came to me is eat is that old idea of if you've got to eat a frog, eat it first thing in the morning and get it out of the way. And if you got to eat two frogs, eat the biggest one first. So we've all got stuff we need to do. I'm going to work on my taxes, I think, today. If I can, the issue is I've got to be out of my condo and all my records are here. So I'm going to work on some stuff today. My goal is to approach it without the energy. Because the thing is, once you get rid of the negative energy, there's joy there. There's happiness there. There's peace there. There's contentment there. There's all kinds of great and wonderful things there. Once we get rid of that negative blocking energy, David says she'll be doing it too in her own way. Hopefully so. Taxes been done, says David. Glad to know it. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for sharing with me. I look forward to being with you again tomorrow. I will be with you live at 8 a.m., even though tomorrow is a Saturday. Oh, Denise says speaking affirmations to yourself is so powerful. Yes, it is. And I agree, Denise. It is so powerful. And it is something that we all know and very few of us do, myself included. I do have some that I say, and yet most of my day is filled with that commentaries I've talked about. Whenever you watch a football game, you've got a announcer and then you've got a commentator. And most of us spend the day listening to the commentator. And when we do, we miss the game. All right, everybody, thanks for being with me. David says thanks so much and that his taxes are done. So I look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning. Make it a great day. And whatever you've got to approach, keep the balloon on the top of the clown's head down. Close your clown mouth. Enjoy today.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free